Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, the world is ever in motion. The world is ever changing. Some things are good, some things are not so good. You know, certainly medical care, the ability for people to have diseases cured is much better. People are living a better life. Not everyone in the world, but there are many people that are. There is a food supply, and there are people that get to enjoy their life, and unfortunately, there are people that do not get to enjoy their life. But how have some of the things that changed that really don't work? And that isn't a clear sentence. But you know, there are things that people are doing today that just people from the past would just, it would take their breath away. You know, when a young couple got married, they lived in a little apartment, they saved, they bought a little house, they bought a piece of furniture. But when they bought a piece of furniture, they bought that piece of furniture to last a lifetime. We live in a throwaway society. People don't buy furniture to last a lifetime. People don't buy clothing to last a lifetime. It's always, what can we do to have our image? What's the latest? What fashions do we need that will put us in a position of absolutely being right on top of the fashionable crowd? And that's fine. But you know, when we're talking about business today, we are not in a throwaway business. There are times when we absolutely want to buy a product or a service for our business, and we're always looking at price. Certainly we want value. There's no question about that. But many times people are choosing the lowest price supplier or the lowest price product. And is that the best option for your business? Well, it may be if the product is unimportant. But if you're dealing with a vendor, if you're dealing with a supplier, if you're dealing with a contractor, and you're saying, I'm going to take the lowest possible price, what does that mean? Are they able to give you the service? Are they able to give you the quality? Are they going to be there for you? Do they have the proper insurance? When they finish the job, does it look professional? Are they doing things that are going to help you improve your business, or are they just trying to cut corners because they gave you the lowest possible price? Now, I'm not in favor of taking the highest possible price, but we want to absolutely take a look at every single thing that we do, and we want to say, does it make sense? If we're buying paper towels, maybe it's not really an issue that we are in a position where we're buying the cheapest possible paper towels. But if we're in a position of doing something for our business that's really going to impact our business, we're hiring people and we say, you know what, I'm going to hire the cheapest, least expensive employee that I can get. Well, are they really? Or do we hire someone who makes a reasonable salary who can be twice as productive? Please keep in mind that it's not about what you pay for something. It's about what value you get for it. So if you're hiring a person and they're not well paid and they're not skilled and they're not doing the job, that will be very costly. If you hire someone who is paid a great deal more money, but yet they're more productive and they're more of a profit center and they give you no stress whatsoever, wow, isn't that the way to go? Always be thinking about the balance, price against value. What am I really getting out of this? Am I getting what I need? Will it serve the need? Will it be the most expensive decision I made even though I paid less for it? So price is not always the answer. The answer is the combination between price and value. So always think critically, think logically about any business decision or any buying decision that you make for your business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.